I neither expressed surprise at this resolution, nor attempted to dissuade her from it. "The vocation will fit you to a hair," I thought. "Much good may it do you." When we parted, she said, "Good-bye, Cousin Jane Eyre. I wish you well. You have some sense." I then returned, "You are not without sense, Cousin Eliza, but what you have, I suppose, in another year, will be walled up alive in a French convent. However, it is not my business, and so it suits you. I don't much care." "You're in the right," said she, and with these words we each went our separate way. As I shall not have occasion to refer either to her or her sister again, I may as well mention here that Georgiana made an advantageous match with a wealthy, worn-out man of fashion, and that Eliza actually took the veil, and is, at this day, superior of the convent where she passed the period of her novitiate, and which she endowed with her fortune.